and catch a movie? Did you have a chance to just chill, kick back, drink an iced tea or two, and dip your toes in some cool, fresh water somewhere? Or was it a rough weekend? There actually was some crazy weather across the U.S. that you might have got caught up in, some flash floods and some other things, and still some fires in the West that have not been completely put out at this point. So Kate Delaney, the skipper of this ship called ATN, you can be a part of it. Don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. It's about opinions, and a lot of people have opinions about the direction we're headed in this country. Of course, the people who make the laws are off on vacation right now, coming back into the last few months of the year. How many laws do you think will be on the books and passed? You'd be shocked at how little laws are actually passed even at this point, and it seems like a Congress that drags its feet. But that's an easy target, isn't it? The Middle East, how much money do you think we pump into the Middle East, and how much do you think we should pull away from the Middle East? If you looked at some of the countries, for example, would you say forget the whole $1.5 billion on the table for Egypt? Would you not supply the arms to Syria? And what about some of the other countries if you were trying to actually save some money and save some of the frustration that we've been going through? You think Iraq, you think Afghanistan, the Syria situation, Egypt, and even we've been somewhat involved a little bit in Tunisia and those kind of areas too as well. That's not completely off of our radar, and who knows what's up next. There have been calls before. Remember when Ron Paul ran for president, he kind of got attacked for saying, forget all this foreign aid. And he wasn't just talking about the Middle East. We need to cut foreign aid because we don't have the money. So how much money could we save by not putting too much of it into the sands of the Middle East? Many of you threw in your two cents on that. When we go to the mailbag, we will check that. That's in our third segment. Also in sports, Tiger Woods minus another major, meaning he didn't pick up his 15th major. Who won the PGA Championship, and some other stories from the world of sports, too, at the tail end of the hour. But right here off the bat, from the very beginning of this show, I think it's kind of over the weekend, the conversation was still surrounding the NSA leaker, Ed Snowden, and the fact that Vladimir Putin gave him at least temporary asylum, and he probably ends up in Latin America somewhere, but at this point, it doesn't matter from the point of view that he's going to stay in Russia. His father is on his way to Russia to see him. There's conversation about, well, how could he come back to the United States, and would he cut some sort of a deal to come back to the United States? His father was all over the Sunday shows saying that the American people don't really know the true story of what happened with his son, and if they did, some of them that are skeptical would feel a little bit differently about what happened and the info that he leaked. Coming up this week in Washington, even though the lawmakers are away, the Attorney General is going to release a new plan or unveil, whatever word you want to use, a new plan to eliminate mandatory minimum prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. They say they want to change how they prosecute people with drugs, that they wouldn't face these minimum prison sentences. It would be a complete overhaul, and it's part of an ongoing project to improve what the sentencing policies are across the country. Over the weekend, that was part of a speech that Eric Holder gave to the American Bar Association in San Francisco. So U.S. prisons have a higher percentage of the population than any other large countries because of the anti-drug laws that were passed in the 80s. Remember, just say no to drugs in the 80s and the 90s. They say now there's going to be local guidelines to determine if they should even be whoever's arrested, they should be subjected to federal charges. And all the potheads at once breathe a sigh of relief. Or they exhaled anyway. So in some cases, there are crazy sentences that are handed out while murderers roam free. So that plan, he emphasized in his speech, would involve no circumstances that would mean, you know, anybody that's a threat to the public would certainly not get a lighter sentence or be released. And this would give federal judges more discretion when they actually slap mandatory minimums to certain drug offenses. And not surprisingly, this gets a lot of bipartisan rah-rah backing from Republicans and Democrats. Because, you know, here's the thing. There's very little right now that Republicans and Democrats agree on. But most of them agree on some of this. Because they know some of the sentences are too high and then the prisons are crazy overcrowded. And then it leads to what? We're paying more money for the people who are incarcerated, right? Lisa Fritsch stopped by last week and part of our weekly re-rack. I want you to hear Lisa Fritsch from Project 21. She talks about Congressman Charlie Rangel and how we should all be embarrassed and disgusted by his way to talk himself into importance, that he wouldn't know truth if he stepped over it, and that he made some comments of where he called white people crackers, and that why don't we demand an apology for Rangel saying what he said. So if you missed it, she was good. She has a hardcore opinion, and she is coming up next. I said some people over the weekend when I first opened up the mic had great weekends where you maybe had a chance to relax. Others were dealing with things like the California wildfire. They are making a little progress there, although it's certainly not 100% out by any stretch of the imagination. They get some of those Santa Ana winds, turns up, and then it's called jumping the highway. I used to live in California, and sometimes it jumps the highway. The San Jacinto Mountains especially, this is called the Silver Fire. This one is the best one that they've contained, 75% as of Sunday. And 26 homes went down, but 500 were threatened. They were able to steer that around. And why am I mentioning it on America Tonight? 20,000 acres were charred, 20,000 acres, right near highway, too, so you drive by and you see the burned out forever, as far as the eye can see, the burned out timber, basically. And sadly, 10 firefighters were injured. This was a really rough one, and it seriously burned a mountain biker who was trying to get away, but the flames overtook him when the fire erupted on Wednesday. They evacuated almost 2,000 people. Even the governor, Jerry Brown, declared an emergency for that area. And, of course, how California is, they had to free up some more money and more resources because they needed more people to fight that fire. Lisa Fritsch coming up next here on America Tonight.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 8, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,293.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,340.55, $670.27 for a half ounce, or $335.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,340.55, $670.27, and $335.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtual green room right now. She's a Project 21 member. Project 21, we've talked to so many of the gang from Project 21, and what we're going to talk about today is really interesting. Now, here's someone who's been around for a long, long time, and I'm talking about Charlie Rangel, and I'm talking about some of what he had to say in an interview with the Daily Beast. Charlie Rangel, a longtime congressman from New York, tried to equate Tea Party activists who oppose government policies like the takeover of private health care in America and what's happening with spending programs to civil rights era segregationists. Wow. He said, I'm going to give you a quote here before we go to Lisa. He said about the Tea Party, it is the same group we faced in the South with those white crackers and the dogs and the police. What? I'll tell you what, it's going to be pretty hard for him to, I think, roll this one back, but he's not looking to roll it back. What is he talking about? Lisa, you had to be pretty surprised by the comments by the congressman.
You know, my first reaction is, with him using that same word, is that a lot of these politicians on the left, they are just Rachel Chantel in a suit. And they've been elected by the people to be a public servant. In his constituency, aren't there white people? Aren't there people who probably didn't march with the Tea Party but have nothing against the Tea Party? And I'd just like to note, you've never heard any Tea Party activist that I've known or I've seen come out and racially use derogatory terms to describe other Americans, other human beings. They don't disparage anyone else in this country. The Tea Party is not about anything that has to do with race. It's simply about getting this country back on track with the values and founding principles of this country. And might I say, a lot of what the Tea Party stands for has to do with being a Christian. I know at least that's my background and education. And it's just too bad that people in New York have to depend on the likes of Charles Rangel to represent them. If I'm a white person in New York and I hear him using that kind of term, I'm thinking, why would you talk about someone who's voted for you and who you're supposed to be serving. That's what you think of me. That's what you think of other white people. It's just really, I don't get it. I don't know how he's able to use a term like that and people stand for that and haven't called for his resignation.
Yeah, at least, you know what's crazy about that, too, is New Yorkers are very sensitive to things that are, you wouldn't even put on the pendulum of swinging in any direction of race. So I'm surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, because this shows you about the whole Tea Party and the South versus the North, which is craziness to me. But it shows you, I think, the ignorance to, as you said, to what the Tea Party is about. I think there is massive confusion.
It's ignorance not just to the Tea Party, but it's also, in my opinion, it's a put down of the true trials and the civil rights movement. What Martin Luther King and others really went through when he spent time in Birmingham jail. You know, I love, there was an article by Shelby Still in the Wall Street Journal. Charles Rangel, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, they will never have an opportunity to write a letter to their people from jail. Why? Because they're not fighting true racism. They're not fighting true victimization. They are making up ghosts so that they can have some semblance of relevancy. They will never rise to the level of excellence and self-sacrifice and dignity that those civil rights men and women rose to. Never, ever.
Yeah, and to make it clear, there's no question, cracker is a racially charged word, isn't it?
Oh, it's totally racially charged. It's ugly, it's despicable, and it's just as disgusting to call, I think, a white person that as it is to use the N-word against a black person. Anytime you call someone out of their name, it's wrong and it's despicable. And him, as he is a public servant, should know that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Lisa, digging into this a little bit further, what is, you know, we saw what happened with the George Zimmerman acquittal and then how that exploded and this whole tug of war. Why are we in this situation where we are, do you think, where we're reverting back to, I call it the race baiting or the race card?
Right.
Why are we constantly doing this? Haven't we moved beyond this?
Here's the thing that really just, you know, cracks my noodle is here. I thought Obama, you know, electing the first black president was supposed to largely fix and heal all of this. And it seems like we've taken a huge step backward in terms of race relations and healing a lot of those wounds in this country. And I personally think it's because we never could have depended on Barack Obama to heal the wounds of this country in the first place. I say digging deeper, that's the responsibility of the black community. And in my book, I talk about this largely, and I really have thought about just writing a book on this, the subject of black people forgiving and blessing this country of slavery and realizing that, you know, and triumph and prevailing over that tragedy, we owe a huge sense of gratitude to this country for the opportunities we have today. And not just to civil rights heroes, but white people who broke out against, you know, common, what was thought of as okay, who marched with Martin Luther King and marched with the civil rights movement and fought for black freedom. We forget that it wasn't just a one-sided climb towards this progress that we've made. We've all been in this together, and we couldn't have gotten this far without decent, God-fearing white people as well as black people.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest, because your book, by the way, Obama, Tea Parties, and God, what is the biggest misconception about the Tea Party?
I think the biggest misconception about the Tea Party is that it started because of Barack Obama. When I started being invited to speak at Tea Party rallies and being invited to a lot of these home meetings, it really started because of Congress. People like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, and people were largely dismayed about their elected officials. It had very little to do with Barack Obama at the time. When he became president and he made it worse, people started to march because I think then people just kind of felt a sense of betrayal, you know, from the ground up But I think the biggest misconception is that the Tea Party started because of him. The second misconception is that they're all white, or the reason that they're all white. You know, it's not being just because you're in a, being in a group of mostly white people doesn't make that group racist. Okay, that's just like, you know, a bunch of white people can't get together and just be have fellowship. If they have to be, if you're in a group, you're racist. I mean, I think that's a huge misconception that there's a racial element to the Tea Party. There are Hispanic members of the Tea Party. There's lots of black members of the Tea Party. Now, I spoke at a Tea Party rally, and I was a speaker, saw the clip on the news. You know, you think they would have had me on there, but they didn't. And I think the second misconception of the Tea Party is that it's anti-government. We realize there's a place for government, but it is anti-overreaching big government.
Yeah, I, well said, because I think that's the thing. We see what's happening when the government gets too big, and we see what happens when there's misconceptions. Besides talking about the Tea Party in your book, what do you talk about as far as the president is concerned, Obama, because that's part of the title?
Well, I talk about how so many of us fell for him so big in 2004, and I was included in that group. And the turning point for me was when the Jeremiah Wright story came out, and I realized that none of that could have been true for him to have sat there and listened to that. But the main thing about Obama is, you know, it shows us at the time who we are. We were looking for this savior, for this larger-than-life person who could just take all of our cares away, and then we wouldn't have to do any work. We just elect him, and bing, there's no more racism. Bing. You know, we've made a mark in history. Bing, we're going to get all of our prayers answered. And I said, no, you know, that's not what anybody's job as a politician is. That's not who we should look to politicians to be for. That's God's role. But I just think, you know, it was so refreshing for people to hear a black man who said, there's no white America, there's no black America, there's United States of America. All of us want to believe that, and we do know deep down that that's true. We see it every day next door to us in our grocery store. And to hear someone say that, it was so refreshing. But then to find out he didn't believe it, it was like a slap in the face.
Yeah. Lisa Fritsch, don't be a stranger. We enjoyed speaking with you. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To the mailbag here on America Tonight. So many of you emailing about the money dump in the Middle East and whether or not you think we should withdraw as much money as possible, and also taking back the NSA and a couple of other things too as well. So let's skedaddle and hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas. Jake says, hey, Ms. Delaney, really enjoying the offerings, especially when you talk about the NSA. It used to be the three dreaded letters, the IRS. Now it's the NSA. What did you think of what the president had to say on Friday about overhauling the spy agency? Yeah, great question, Jake. Actually, that was one of the main themes of what he talked about. He said that the plans are that key parts of what the surveillance program is would go in a different direction. And what a crazy, in a way, what a crazy revelation that is, because, you know, it was all about Ed Snowden's a traitor. Ed Snowden is, you know, somebody who shouldn't have leaked classified information or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, there's like a white flag, a retreat from the White House. So their tone has changed. It's about reform. Geez, we got to reform what happened in 2008 with the surveillance laws. So Instead, we're going to restructure some of what our foreign intelligence surveillance court is, which is what the people have been quoting that the NSA has been able to stand behind. It's the secret court that oversees, supposedly. I say supposedly because what is the court, really? But it's the secret court that oversees the surveillance programs in the U.S., which is definitely a big concern for anyone who cares about privacy, because you have the Patriot Act. So, you know, is that one of the things that's going to be overhauled, the Patriot Act, looking at the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court supposedly is another one. And isn't it crazy, after all of these revelations from Snowden, suddenly, now all of a sudden, the NSA is overhauling its program. Yes, there's going to be a surveillance program, but we're overhauling it. And the president acknowledged that Snowden's actions sparked a much more rapid policy debate, which is shocking. So, okay, he's a traitor, we have to go after him, but hey, thanks to Ed Snowden, we now are having this serious policy debate, and we're going to have a little bit of an overhaul here. That's stunning. To me, that's the biggest news heading into the weekend. Obama said that on Friday, so that they were going to have some technology tweaks to the program. That was a huge priority, that they can embed technologies and prevent snooping regardless of what the government wants to do. Well, that wasn't going to be part of the plan until Ed Snowden comes along. And so now you want to prosecute him? It doesn't make sense after saying that, geez, that's why we're having this debate here. All right, there's one here from Joe who's listening to us in the great state of Florida. Kate, I've been listening now to America Tonight for a couple of months, ever since you came on down here in my neck of the woods. And I have to say that it's pretty interesting, some of the things that you touch on, especially when it comes to the government. It sounds as though you're not in favor of a big government. Bravo. I would have to agree with that philosophy. I just don't understand government overreach. And pretty much nowadays, every time we turn around, there's another scandal that's breaking. What do you think needs to be done in Washington? Well, I say this all the time. The reason, even in the beginning of America Tonight, I would say, hey, this is a place for your voice to be heard, regardless of what you want to label yourself. You know, if we really, truly are Americans and we stand by the Constitution and how it holds up today, you got to protect some of the liberties that were put in place there so that we don't have that, so that we don't allow the government to become such a monstrosity, which it is, that you start to see more of the corruption that plays into it, because power corrupts. So naturally, when something becomes enormous, you're going to have it. It's like a microcosm of society. That's not a shocker. And there's just not enough oversight. And going back to the previous question about the NSA, I mean, that proves the point. Okay, the NSA is fine. We're cool with it. Everything's good. Until all of a sudden, this guy who's a contractor gets classified information, releases it, and where the NSA is embarrassed about all the information that gets released, about how wide the net is, how much information they're gathering. And then here it is, 2.5 months later, the president is saying, well, yeah, because of the Snowden thing, that increased our decision to overhaul the policy. You know, so no Snowden, no overhaul the policy, especially because they know Democrats and Republicans and anyone else is crucifying what's happening with surveillance. In some sense, they are. And there still are others that are defending it. And listen, we have to have some sort of secret surveillance program. There has to be a way to get information that certainly every day there's not a daily release of, here's all the people we're spying on and here's everything that happened. But this is, you know, power unchecked is power gone awry. And that's happened here with our government, and it's happened in a bunch of agencies, and the NSA is one of them. The IRS could be considered another one, because we still can't even figure out or get an answer, a straight answer, as to who decided on these tax-exempt statuses who decided that, oh, let's just make the Tea Party a target. I mean, what a stupid thing in the first place, because don't you just know that that information is going to get out? And how come there's no direct link? I mean, who was it? Who were the direct links? Not just supervisors like Lois Lerner, who said, I plead the fifth. No, there's got to be more. There's got to be something deeper to that. There's got to be some other layers, some other memos, something that, all right, let's take another one. This one is from Chris, who says, with the Middle East, as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to cut off all monies except for the money, and I'm kind of even iffy on this, except for the money that we give in support of Israel. The deal is with the other countries, we don't know who the true leaders are. If they're not a it's not a democratic process, why would we support iffy Muslim Brotherhood candidates who ultimately become the presidents in these various countries in the Middle East? And sometimes with big bad Islamic ties in the nature of Islamic terrorism of some sense, I don't think that's where we want to put our money. So I would say we really need to be careful with any foreign countries who we are helping, because we just don't have enough to go around, so we should be picky and very choosy about that. Here's one from Irv, and he kind of echoes the same thing. The Middle East, I would say, forget giving arms to Syria. I would also ditch anything when it comes to Egypt, although if I were Israel, I would put pressure on the United States to help Egypt. But who knows? That's the politician du jour who could end up running the country. So at this point, we'd have to hold off on that. We've already given money to Iraq and Afghanistan, and obviously we're going to continue to do that because we're going to continue to support that area in some way. So we're fully invested. Enough is enough. Anybody else? Too bad we don't have any money left to go around. So sorry for you, Syria. Let's just hope somebody shoots and kills Assad, but then who steps into his shoes? Well, that seems to be the biggest problem, is who steps into the shoes of the people that go down. We're friendly with what leader? Oh, Morsi. We like Morsi. Clinton goes and visits. We take the photo ops, and then Morsi is gone. He's out. Is it a coup? No, we won't declare it a coup, because we want to be able to give money to whoever's next in place. But it is a coup. So this is a problem. It's not what we do. We can't do that. And we need to be choosier about who we're supporting, because we only have so much money to go around. Like I said, it's the money tree. You know, it's like, I remember my grandfather used to say this to us as we were kids, when we were kids. What do you think, there's a money tree in the backyard? When he was over, if it's money tree in the backyard, that expression. And that's what I think. I think other countries think, well, it's America, America, land of the home, free and brave. Everybody's got money, money, money in America. So they must have a giant money tree. Are they not reading their own information that they're pumping out about our huge deficit? Go to China. They'll lend you some money. They lend us money. All right, one last one. This one from Stacey K. And Stacey K. says, wow, you brought back birthdays. I love it. I, for some reason, like the cheesy music, and I like to know how old some of the people are getting that are on the list of people that you go through. Pretty cool. I haven't heard music like that in a long time, since I used to listen to a wacky morning show in St. Louis. So levity is always good. All right, it's always good when you send us your thoughts. You can do that, americatonight.net. Click on contact and let them flow. Bada bing, you may be the next email that we read here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
My name will always be on this trophy, and nobody can take that away from me, so it's a great accomplishment for me, and I'm really excited about it. I come across as a pretty cool customer, I guess, but there are definitely some nerves out there, especially when you're trying to win a major championship. Those last two holes played tough. I think a lot of guys made bogeys coming in today, so you know, I was just trying to keep one foot forward and not screw it up.
All right, Sports Shorts is promised here in the final segment of this hour of America Tonight. Jason Duffner held off the challenge by Jim Furyk at the PGA Championship, so his first major was a big one for him. Woohoo! But no Tiger Woods and no Phil Mickelson. They bottomed out. When somebody's playing early and they're not on major tube time in the afternoon, they are not in the hunt, and that's what happened to both of those superstars. So Duffner, big win for him. To win your first one is big. He was able to chip away at fairways and greens, and it's always tough with the pin placements and, you know, whatnot when you're talking about a major. But here he picked it up, and this is big because he's come close before, and this time he wasn't a bridesmaid. This time he closed the deal. And Jim Furyk made a couple of bad shots, a few bogeys in inopportune times, and that put him right in the hunt. And he said the last two holes were tough because he knew he had to be able to hold on there and hold off any kind of a challenge. So there you go. He finishes 10 under, four shots better than the lowest score in the five previous majors at Oak Hill, so 270 for the entire run. If you remember, if you're a golf fan, the Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus won the 1980 PGA Championship at 274. So how about that? Makes a little history in the end. And Furyk ended up closing with a 71. He finishes three shots behind. And Oak Hill can be tough in Rochester. So that's a big one. Congratulations to him. All right, the big story in sports, and one that segs into any kind of conversation you could have on talk radio, is the craziness with the PEDs, the performance-enhancing drugs, and Major League Baseball handing out their suspensions. The big suspension went to Alex Rodriguez, the slugger for the Yankees. He gets 211 games. He's appealed it. The thought is it'll probably be reduced. But how much it'll be reduced is. And now A-Rod, who's in the Yankee lineup, comes through. He's had a few hits in some of the games for the Yankees, but he had his first home run of the season because he hasn't been in the Yankee uniform in a while. So the Yankees win with a walk-off. That was big. And this is Alex Rodriguez coming back into New York and being booed. He was kind of booed by the crowd. And this is a big season for Mariano Rivera, the ultimate closer in baseball, because this is a farewell tour. So a win over Detroit plays well for Rodriguez with the home run, certainly. And it was a 5-4 win over the Tigers. And that's a big one because they were 11 games behind in the AL East. The conversation is about PEDs, is about Rodriguez, and is he going to be out for the whole season next year and all that kind of stuff. Victor Conte, whose name comes up with Balco, remember he was the guy behind Balco, said that he consulted with Alex Rodriguez and it was completely above board legal what happened there. There was no sort of any kind of performance-enhancing drugs that would be deemed illegal. Here's what he had to say about Rodriguez following the plan and making it clean all the way across.
He seemed to have pretty good compliance with this for a period of about 3 months. So I think the last contact that I had with him was in July of 2012. So it's been more than a year now since I've been in contact with Alex. They don't believe that the testing is effective, and there is a use or lose mentality. So if the other guy's doing it, then I have to do what I have to do in order to be competitive.
Yeah, and see, what he just said there, I think, is the deal. If it's just like the Tour de France, and it's just like a bike racing in general, and the whole Lance Armstrong controversy. Well, if everybody's blood doping, how can I possibly be competitive if I'm not doing it? I have to do the same thing. Matt, what do you think? I think some people will be dissuaded from using performance-enhancing drugs because they don't want to get the suspensions. They don't, especially if they're young and coming up, and they don't want to get blown out before they make any big money. But I still think there's others that will try to cheat the system if they can. What do you think?
I saw an interesting stat, too, one time that it's of the Latin players. It's like, mm-hmm. I think it's the people who have been busted. I can't remember the exact stat, so now it's pretty worthless. But I think it was like upwards of 60% of the players who are busted are Latin players. And a lot of them are saying that they're under such pressure to kind of make it from wherever they are into the big leagues, and it's easier to just, you know, it's more accessible for them to get their hands on these drugs, and they can make a huge amount of money. You look at Melky Cabrera, who was busted, served 50-game suspension last year. He still got a pretty decent-sized contract from the Blue Jays this year. So it's not like it ruins your career.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I think it doesn't ruin your career. And it only could ruin your career if you, I think, at least in the court of public opinion, if you continue to deny, then it comes out. I mean, the perfect examples, and I think we've talked about this before, Andy Pettit still got big contracts after he said that he used things. Jason Giambi, same thing. But I think when you try to deny too much and then you get nailed, that looks bad.
Keep denying it are the ones who end up kind of in a bad spot. But if you just admit it, I mean, I can think of, who is it, Bronson Arroyo, Giambi, mm-hmm. like you said, Andy Pettit. I mean, there's a lot of people who have been busted that are continuing on with their careers because they just admit their faults, they take their punishment, and they move on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a sort of a lesson in that. It's easier. I think we are forgiving. I think people are forgiving. There is a forgiving nature, especially when it comes to sports fans, but not if you try to pull the wool over their eyes. Not if you're dodging and weaving and then you don't say anything until you ultimately get nailed for something. In a weird way, I always say this, that sports is like politics. It's like with politicians. Why, I don't understand this. When you make a mistake, why don't you just say, I made a mistake, here's what I thought, boom. Or when you do something stupid, it's like the stuff with Anthony Weiner. He only comes forward when somebody has information on him. He's not coming forward and say, hey, I made a mistake, here's what I did. So of course the believability is not there. And with sports, I think with Lance Armstrong, that was one of the things with Armstrong. If Armstrong had admitted to it, maybe it would have turned out differently, but then he became the hated guy because he kind of bullied a lot of the people who were coming out against him and saying, well, I know he did this, and they were asked about it, they were asked under oath, all this other stuff, and he would alienate them, and that created I thought that created what was the teardown of Lance Armstrong. He did it to himself when he got in the middle of it, that of course there were other people that were doing it. And if for whatever reason he said, listen, I got into racing and I was told that this is what other people are doing and all the teams are doing it and it was wrong, but everybody did it, so I did it or whatever. But that didn't happen, and that, I think, cost him in the end. And maybe the same thing with Alex Rodriguez, because that's why he gets the boos all over the place. There are other guys that are not getting those boos, but he's getting them, and part of that is because of what he said along the way during this whole thing. I still say he'll have some of that suspension knocked off. You know, how much, I don't know, but I think he will have some of it knocked down because it's just that high. All right, fastest man in the world. This guy is like lightning. If you've watched the Olympics, then you certainly know Mr. Bolt, Usain Bolt winning the 100s at the Worlds. This guy is unstoppable. He's so fun to watch, unstoppable. I mean, he's got the legs that just keep on going. And the rain was pouring. It was not the best conditions in Moscow, but it didn't get in his way. On Sunday night in the 100-meter final at the World Championships, he was the guy. He blew by Justin Gatlin with about 30 meters to go and never, ever looked back. Never looked back. This guy is money. He won in 9.77 seconds. I mean, he is like the breeze. I think with track and field, he is pound for pound the best guy to watch. Because you know that he is going to blow away the competition. And I think it's going to be like that in the upcoming Olympics, too, as well, for him. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.